Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts General Hospital is suspending its pediatric cardiac surgery program after mistakes were made during two recent open-heart surgeries. Both babies survived the operations, but one suffered neurological damage. Joining us to talk about why MGH is suspending a program that it started during the 1960s is Dr. David Torchiana, head of the Massachusetts General Physicians Organization. Good morning, Dr. Torchiana. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning.
Can you tell us why MGH has decided to stop its pediatric cardiac surgery program?
It's probably important to put it in the historical context. We've had a pediatric heart surgery program for a long time, since the 60s. And pediatric heart surgery has been changing in recent years. So we decided a couple of years ago that if we were going to continue doing pediatric heart surgery, we needed to have a dedicated full-time pediatric heart surgeon who did nothing but care for kids. Our historical model did to have adult surgeons who were trained to do pediatric heart surgery basically do both. So we succeeded in recruiting a highly qualified individual, and we started up a program that started to do gradually more complex procedures. And we've recently had a couple serious adverse outcomes that we thought were significant enough that we ought to put the program on hold.
Are those the only serious outcomes that you've had? You know, can you just cancel a program like that when you make mistakes?
I think cancel is not the right word. We've put the program on hold and we're reviewing the future. And this is obviously about the patients, and we need to make sure that we have the safest and best outcomes we can have for the patients. Over the course of the program now, which is, as I said, been going on a long time, but been sort of redirected in the last couple of years, we've had one death, and we've had other outcomes that were not perfect, but that's part of heart surgery in general. And overall, the program's been going with satisfactory results over this time, but these two cases were serious, and we think this is an appropriate time to stop and reassess what we're doing.
Because pediatric surgeries have shifted, as you described, into more complex repairs, do you think that care in these types of cases is better given in larger facilities like a children's hospital, which does about 1,100 surgeries a year, compared with smaller programs like MGH, which does, I believe they said, 90 such surgeries in the past 20 months? Is it better to go to a larger specialized facility then, do you think?
It depends to some degree on what the problem is, and the evidence on whether or not you can do heart surgery safely at low volumes with kids is mixed. It certainly is possible to do it, but you're really under a very, very significant level of pressure to make sure that everything you're doing is turning out very well, because you just don't have the denominator and the breadth of the team and the breadth of experience to tolerate anything other than the very best outcomes.
Is this almost as if we've become so aware of how to deal with very complicated pediatric heart problems that perhaps it's become so specialized that not everyone can deal with it now?
I think that the question that you're asking is answered in kind of a nuanced way by saying there's a degree of very high complexity in pediatric heart surgery, which we frankly weren't doing anyway. We were sending the most complex stuff out. And I think that the question is really more the level at which it makes sense to continue a low-volume program.
You mentioned that MGH hired a dedicated pediatric heart surgeon. I believe that was Dr. Jeff Myers in 2007.
Yeah.
What happens to him?
Well, that depends on what the fate of the program is. Jeff is a very accomplished, highly trained, and able individual, and I would assume that he'll continue to do pediatric heart surgery under any scenario. The question is whether he'll do it here under a different sort of program or the same sort of program, or whether he'll go on and do it somewhere else.
When do you expect to at least have a decision about, or at least know what the decision will be about the future of your pediatric cardiac surgery program?
We're going to be talking clearly with DPH. We're going to continue our internal review, and we most likely will get some form of external review to try to bring some additional objectivity into the decision. It's a very important decision. We want to make sure we make the right one.
All right, Dr. David Torchiana, head of the Massachusetts General Physicians Organization, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.